Good morning. Welcome to Spring Valley Bible Church. My name is Chris Daig. I will be walking us through a summary of our summer camp in the next few minutes. We have some guests here this morning, our members, that will be doing some singing for us. We will be doing our communion service today, so lots of amazing things to talk about today. Let's start with a word of prayer, and then we will do some singing. How's that? If you'll join me in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we just glorify you, we thank you, we praise you for all that you do for us each day. We thank you for the rain that's getting ready to come. We ask that you calm the storms in our soul, that you allow the rain to allow all things to grow. And Father, we thank you for the Word, where we can grow spiritually, and we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the freedom that we enjoy in this country to be able to worship together as we celebrate our Independence Day yesterday. Father, we just ask for your blessing on this country. We ask that our citizens and will turn back to you in mass, and we'll use this opportunity of turmoil in our country to have a revival in our communities and a revival in our church, Father. And we just thank you for all that you do and your faithfulness. And we just ask that your Spirit will be with us this morning. In Christ's name, amen. We will do some singing here. I'll turn that over to you, Mike.
I learned a new word today, sawatika, or something like the sawatika. It's supposed to mean hello. And I could say hola, or I could say ni hao, but hello. I'm Michael Satterfield. If you haven't met me, and this is Debbie Perrone, who's come to help me and save me. Herman requested that we do this until then. Song, and it just never happened. So we finally got it ready, and I'm hoping Herman is listening today as we sing. And don't let me forget Julie. She has just been wonderful to help us come down here early, and thank you, Julie. Okay.
Can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the path that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. Until then, my heart will go sing. Until then, with joy as I run. Until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home.
The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause this heart to tremble, remember there will only bring a smile.
Until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls.
until the day God calls me home.
Awesome. That was beautiful, y'all. Thank you for that this morning. Give me just a second. We've got a lot of technology going on today, which, other than Julie, the rest of us might be a bit challenged here, so we'll find it. All right. There we go. Okay. Prayer requests. So a little introduction for y'all that don't know who I am. My name is Chris Daig. I am a youth pastor here at Spring Valley Bible Church, involved with the youth ministry with many of our church family, and I have the pleasure of being here this morning to give a little bit of an overview of the things that happened at camp. The first hour, if you didn't have the opportunity to see it, you can get it on recording, but we spoke to Fear Not, which was one of the topics that we taught at camp, and we had the opportunity to spend time with these young people, teaching them to how to calm the storm, and that that we don't do it, that Christ does it, that Jesus has calmed all the storms, and we can have peace through Him. But we have to choose that, and that's a decision on our part to have faith in Him, faith in the Holy Spirit, and just trust that God's got it under control. He controls the storms. We have some prayer requests this morning. First, I'd like to make sure that we're all continuing to pray for Herman and Judith. And Herman Maddox has been a faithful teacher of the Word of God for some 45 years. He's our pastor at Spring Valley Bible Church. He suffered a stroke a couple of months ago, and he is recovering. So we will continue to be in prayer that Herman, that the Lord would restore Herman to be able to come back to the pulpit and continue to teach us. Until then, we will faithfully continue to move forward and teach the Word from this pulpit as he has faithfully done for so many years. We ask for prayers for his recovery. We ask for prayers for Judith, as she is Herman's wife, and we ask for prayers for her to have the strength and the encouragement to take care of him and help him continue to recover. We pray for our young people. We had a couple of weeks ago we had camp at Lake Levan Camp, which is over near Wiley. It's actually near Princeton. And it was an amazing week. We're going to talk about that today. But continue to be in prayer for all of our young people. Those in the back, we have some 20-something more that we're going to be putting up pictures up in the back. So we're going to have the whole back walls for y'all that can't see. Behind us is a wall full of our young people that have graduated and been part of our Liberty Youth Ministries for some years now. And we have more to add. So be in prayer for our young people. Please be in prayer for Fassel and Carrie. They are missionaries to Pakistan, and they were at camp with us. Some amazing things that happened there, which we will talk about in a few minutes. Fassel and Carrie were a big part of our camp and have been for a number of years now. Be in prayer for the Risley family down in Mexico. Please be in prayer for our country. Right, it is the weekend of the 4th of July. And our Liberty Youth Ministries are actually based on Galatians 5:1, which I will read to you all here. Sorry, I should have had it turned here ahead of time. But Galatians 5:1, for freedom Christ set us free. Stand firm then, and don't submit again to the yoke of slavery. And We chose Liberty Youth Camp many years ago, and Galatians 5:1 as our core verse for our ministry, because it is through Christ that we have been set free. And yesterday we celebrated our independence in this country, and without the foundation of Christ in our lives, without the foundation of Christ in our country, we will watch the freedom that we have continue to diminish. So please be in prayer for our country. Please be in prayer for our church. We have had the opportunity to go technical with Facebook Live. Thank you to Julie and many others have been faithful in helping us figure out how to get the word out through our church. And so please be in prayer for our church. A few other prayer requests. We have some friends, John, Jennifer, and Jonathan Majette and his wife. Just be in prayer for them. They had a they lost a child the other day. And so please be in prayer for John, Jennifer, and Jonathan, and their whole family. We pray for the Alt family that lost a grandma the other day, a beautiful lady of the Lord. We got to celebrate her life on Friday morning, and what a neat thing it is to see pastors and family come up before a group of people and proclaim how much this lady loved the Lord. And so that was awesome. Very encouraging. She was 94, 97, 95. She was, I wasn't going to say that. I knew better than that. I'd get thrown out of here. She was elderly. Terry and Rick and family. Johnny is, looks like her father, Terry's father, is heading to hospice this week. So please be in prayer for Terry and the family. And we want to be in prayer for Autumn. A praise report for Autumn Switzer. Autumn is the, is she 18? 18-year-old young lady that has been dealing with lung cancer. We've been praying for the last year, I guess, probably by now. But she is a wonderful young lady, loves the Lord, and for the last 2.5 years, she's been in severe pain because of the cancer, and they've and we've been praying for her. Has not had any kind of relief from pain from all of the different things that were that they've tried, and we had a report last week that her pain has gone from an 8 on a 10 scale down to a 4. So she's been going to a new doctor. And so she's getting some relief. They found out she had a staph infection on top of all of the cancer that she was dealing with. And so they're dealing with that. Please be in prayer. She's getting ready to head to, Texas A&M in the fall. So next month. And so she will be an Aggie. And we just love that young lady. So please be in prayer for Autumn as well. Donations for the church. If you are interested in donating, we can take donations in the back on the way out. If we take cash, check, credit card, bonds, and no, I'm just kidding. We take cash and check here, and you can go online, and I'm sure Leslie is putting it up right now on the side if you're looking at your Facebook Live. I'm looking at y'all, not y'all. Right here on the side? Yeah, it's right there. So she'll put the link to the donations page. SpringValleyBibleChurch.org, and rummage around for a while, you might find some really cool stuff like lessons as well as a place to donate. So please continue to donate. We need the financial support in order to continue with the getting the message out. So thank you for that. And I wanted to call out before we go into prayer that we had a couple of birthdays. Steve, I don't know if you do Facebook Live, but happy birthday to Steve. And yesterday was his birthday, and he shares a birthday with our son Ben, who turned 19 yesterday. He's here with us today. So happy birthday to y'all as well as the USA. So celebrations all around for that. And so, on that note, are there any other announcements that I need to add, Julie, or any? Yes, sir. Prayer request.
Yeah, my mom, my brother, and his entire family just left early this morning. He lives there
And how far are they going?
All the way to Florida. I don't know exactly.
By car?
Florida, by car, yes.
What was that, Travel Mercies? Yeah, we'll pray that they don't.
Yeah, my brother's mother-in-law's with us, so it's the whole game.
Lord, we pray for the calming of the storm. Inside joke if you're here for the first one. No, I'm just playing. Nobody gets along after 18 hours in a car. So, but we'll pray for the Langston family and all those that are with them on this trek to the to Florida. So definitely. Any other prayer requests that we have? Yes, sir.
Need a job.
All right. So jobs and opportunities. All right. Anything else? Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will get started with our recap this morning, and we'll go from there. So if you'd bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for this chance to be here, holding off the storms long enough for us to get here and be safe. We ask for safe travels for the Langston family as they go across the United States to Florida. Let them have a great time and bring them back safe to us. Father, we have so many prayer requests. We pray for Herman and Judith. We pray for the young people, Fassel and Carrie and the Risley family, all those that are just, they're in the battle, Father, and we just pray for them. We lift them up to you for your protection and for your strength to continue to move forward. We pray for this country. We pray for a revival in this country. We pray for you to work whatever you need to do, Father, to bring us to a place where we look to you. And that's a dangerous prayer, Father, but you are in control. You are sovereign. Father, we pray for our church. We pray for John and Jennifer, Jonathan Majette. We pray for Terry and her family, the Alt family, Autumn. Father, there's so many things to lift up to you, and we celebrate Ben and Steve as we celebrate the birthday of this country. We thank you for all that you do for us and the blessings that you give into us each day. And we just ask that the Holy Spirit will be with us this morning as we celebrate and spend a little time with joy in our hearts to see the impact that you had on these young people over the last week. Thank you for all that you do. In Christ's name, amen. Awesome. So today was going to be a little different than our normal teaching. We had our youth summer camp June 22nd through the 26th. So today we're going to spend a little time recapping and summarizing some of what we did. We will not go through all of it. Some of it we don't want you to see, and others, no, I'm just kidding. It was an amazing week of watching the Lord work. And actually, I would say it was amazing 6 months of watching the Lord work as we prepared for camp. And if we have the opportunity today, we'll do a little of the teaching. As I mentioned earlier, I did the first hour was a lot of what we taught at camp, a lot of what I taught. We had several teachers, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We want you all, because of the support and the prayer and all that you all do, to be a part of this ministry with these young people. And I lost my slide already here, so there it is. This is our, just so that you all can see, this is our youth ministry website. We are sponsored by Spring Valley Bible Church, but we go by Liberty Youth Camp as we expand our ministry. So for y'all that don't know, there are about, well, we had 70 campers and 36 staff that came to camp 2 weeks ago. So we had 106 people that were at camp. Spring Valley Bible Church is the support function for Liberty Youth Ministries. God has continued to expand this because we reach out to kids from different churches. We reach out to kids that don't have a church. We reach out to, you're looking at the primary church members that are involved with camp, specifically in the young people that are sitting here today. So we have a few more. There's probably 10 people. And the other campers come from all over the place. And race, color, creed, economic, doesn't matter. If they want to come to camp, we figure out a way for them to get there. And it was an amazing time at camp. This is our Liberty Youth Ministries website, and you can see our mission, which is spread the gospel one child at a time. And we love this. Thank you to Ben and Tyrus. They put this together for us, this website together for us. I'm not going to go through all of this, but I just wanted you to see that it's out there. And it's pretty awesome because it is a place where we can grow in our relationship with God. It's a place where we can grow in the Word of God. We grow as leaders in Christ, and we learn to serve our communities. And that's what we focus on, making sure that every young man or every young lady that comes to camp, that's been involved with camp, they know the gospel. They have to choose whether they believe it, but I guarantee you they have heard it by the time they leave camp. Yes, sir. Yes, libertyyouthministries.com. So libertyyouthministries.com, and I'm sure somebody will put it right there in the text on the side, so right there. Awesome. So after we go through the summary here in a few minutes, then we'll close in communion together, and we'll walk out singing one of our songs from camp together as we go back out into the world. So thank you for being here and being a part. It's awesome to stand up here and have the opportunity to see folks in the congregation that physically are here, and welcome to you all, and thank you all who are online to be a part. The theme for 2020 was Take Heart, and that's John 16:33 is where this comes from, and I'll read this to you. It says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. Take heart. I have conquered the world." And that's where we, a little background here. We started talking about the theme for 2020 somewhere back in the fall of 2019. And the Lord put it upon us to use the verse, John 16:33, and the theme of Take Heart last fall. We decided it way before, when I say way, it's all relative, before COVID got here, before there were riots in our streets, before there was social justice or social injustice, and all of those things, it was as we had our theme come about, as God put this on our hearts to teach this, then watching Him through the course of the fall and into the spring, and COVID hits and our SLAM spring retreat got canceled because of the COVID-19. Totally the right call. I mean, but all of these, there was all of these hurdles that were being put in front of us to have the camp this year. And up until about, May 18th, we didn't know we were going to have it. Now, recognize that camp, there's 106 people were taken for a week-long overnight camp. And the logistics are somewhat year-round. I mean, we are dealing with the logistics of trying to get everything set up, and there's a ton of administration and so many people I need to thank, that we need to thank, with regards to putting it all together, which we'll talk about. I mean, everything from the administration with Leslie and Terry, and they do so much, y'all. I know they're not sitting here, but I keep pointing over here because Leslie always likes to put stuff in the margins for us. So when I point over here, it's the Facebook. Leslie takes care of our finances for us and makes sure that we stay out of trouble financially. You all pray for us continuously, and we feel the prayers. We know that the prayers are there. So thank you for that. Terry does all the administration, so we've got to get everything from insurance to applications to you name it. There's a ton of work that goes into putting on this camp, and that's not touting all that we do. That's proclaiming a thank you to all that so many people do to make this thing happen. Up until May 18th, we didn't know it was going to happen. And so we were praying and praying and praying, and we made a commitment to the camp, and I would say we made a commitment to the Lord that if He opened the doors, we were coming. And He opened the doors. The Lord opened the doors for Liberty Youth Camp to happen. Every camp that was scheduled up until we showed up on June 22nd had canceled. Every one of them. Lake Levan Camp survives by camps coming out and renting their facility. So please be in prayer for Lake Levan Camp and Gary and their family. They have poured their heart and soul into Lake Levan Camp, which is a Baptist encampment. But man, I love working with Gary and talking to Gary. He is a man of God. He's a man of trust. Every time I would talk to him, I mean, the weight of the entire camp is sitting on him, whether or not financially they will stay open or not, is totally sitting on his shoulders. And he says, "I trust the Lord. This is our ministry. If the Lord tells us the ministry is over, it's over. If He wants it to be open, then it's going to be open." And that's the conversations I have with Gary when I get a chance to talk to him. And it's just phenomenal to be able to talk to a man of God like that who just sets it all out there. But no camps, all the camps had canceled up until we got there. So we show up on June 22nd. And again, I love painting pictures. We all are walking out. We've got campers that have canceled. We got new campers who've come along. We've got, you know, this whole week of trying to get ready for camp the week before Normally, we are running up to the day, the minute that everybody shows up. It's just a mad dash scramble. This year, our family, because we had moved the camp dates, our family actually went on 3 days of vacation before camp started, which I'm not sure. I mean, looking back on it, is awesome. At the moment, it was like, oh, are we really doing this? It was phenomenal. God took care of everything. We had campers that canceled because mom and dad were like, we're just not comfortable with this. Hey, totally agree. Totally understand. We promised everybody 100% refund all the way up to the day of camp. We were going to allow the Lord to take care of it. And so the day before camp, we had people canceling. The day of camp, we had people canceling. We had staff that canceled, you know, hey, we couldn't come. I got exposed to COVID-19 and we can't come. And now so we're moving people around. And we get there on June 22nd, Monday, June 22nd, at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're really not sure who's going to make it and who's not going to make it at this point. But we're like, okay, here we go, Lord. We're leaving it in your hands. And we put everything together. We set everything up. We all walk out with our masks on, right, to greet the kids. We've got this whole thing put together where we have to, you know, they run through, they get temperature checked. Picture going to camp where they're taking your temperature as you come in, they got a mask on and they got gloves on. I mean, can you picture what this looks like from a camper's perspective? And they're all in the back seat of the car going, it's camp, it's camp, it's camp. They're all so excited as they come in. And we get them, you know, we got signs, hey, do you have any of these symptoms? And here's the 14 symptoms. If you've had any of these, you need to turn around now and go away. You know, warning, warning, warning. And the campers just kept coming in, and the parents just kept coming in, and 70 campers were dropped off. No parents could get out, which made the process a lot more efficient, by the way. But no parents could get out of the cars, so they literally push their kids out of the car. Staff walks around with the masks on, gloves, grabs their luggage, pulls it out, sticks it on a tarp, sends them over to the worship center, conference center, and the music's playing, and we get all 70 campers in there. And we had talked earlier in the day about potentially overstimulation of the campers, right? Because they've been all locked up for the last 70-something days or however many it was by the time they got there, longer than that, I guess. And they walk into the conference center, and the music's playing. The last kid comes in. The doors go shut. The staff all takes off their masks because at this point we're committed, right? I mean, what are you going to do at this point? We got 106 people all jammed in a worship center getting ready to celebrate. And the music gets cranked up and the lights start going and the band starts playing and the place went crazy. And the band was playing music worship. And we were worshiping together from the minute they got there. It was phenomenal. Did we have some overstimulation? Probably, but they got over it. We know we had one that maybe didn't get over it so much, but we took care of her, and that was actually one of our staff. But I just want to paint this picture of 106 people walking in. Camp is on. The Lord is in the center of it. People are praying over it. People are you know, not at camp, are all just praying, and you could just feel the Spirit of God just amongst us. And I don't mean that in a you know, jump up and down, I'm going to speak in tongues here kind of thing. I'm just talking about you can tell when God is there. And man, was He there. He was there in just the power was there. What, did everything go perfectly? No, it didn't all go perfectly. But it was pretty awesome. So 70 campers, 36 staff. We didn't know if it was going to happen. We didn't know if anybody was going to show up with COVID. We didn't know if we were going to get shut down. We didn't know if the governor was going to shut everything down. And God gave us a protected 5 days to teach these kids to watch God at work. And boy, did we watch Him at work. And what an amazing week it was. The weather. So Sunday night, we look at the weather. Your little weather app, right? You pull it up on your phone. And we look at it, and it says, Monday, storms. Tuesday, storms. Wednesday, storms. Thursday, storms. Friday, storms. Okay, guys, looks like we might want to alter our plans a little bit for all the outdoor activities, because it looks like we're going to have storms. Whole week full of storms, which was kind of interesting, considering one of the things we're talking about is that God calms the storms, right? And I just taught that in the last hour. And so we walk in on Sunday, on Monday morning, and it's clearing up a little bit. We're like, okay, if we can just get everybody in before the storms all hit, because the worst is having them show up in storm when the storm is out there, and all their luggage gets wet and everything gets, you know, funky from the beginning. We wait till the end of the week for everything to be funky. So we get there and the storm's clear. There's no storms. It's overcast, and we get everybody in. We got them in the worship center, and about 3:30, the sun comes out. Okay. We do our first activity, and they're outside, and the next thing you know, the sun is out, and it's a beautiful day, and we had a speaker come in on Monday night. This was the first day, and we have an outdoor amphitheater. We thought we were going to have to move that inside. The amphitheater sits out and overlooks the lake, and you guys remember the Grizzly Bear Man? Now, Greg Matthews, the grizzly bear, he spoke to us. Well, he came and spoke to the kids because the whole week was about don't be afraid, take heart, be courageous. And so we started off with this. Well, it's beautiful weather. It's beautiful weather. And he's standing down there and he's telling the story. And we're looking over the lake. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And the next morning, we got some rain. After we got into breakfast and we got back to the worship center, it starts to rain. And then about 3 o'clock or so, it starts to clear up. And that was the only rain we had for the entire week. The rest of the week, it was absolutely gorgeous. In spite of an entire week of forecast saying it's going to storm, storm, storm. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. God calmed the storm. Protected us for an entire week of these kids getting to go absolutely crazy. We watched, so Herman was going to be teaching. That was planned, and back in May when he had his stroke, we had to change that. We had Dalton Cox, who was going to be teaching, one of our main teachers, in beginning of June or late May. He could not come because of that's Larry and Brian's nephew. A year and a half ago or so, he had a severe lung issue, illness, and his lungs are compromised. So he wanted to come badly. But it just was not the right thing to do because of what was going on down here. So he couldn't come. And so Phil steps in, takes over, and teaches. Greg came in. Fassel came in. I got an opportunity to teach. It was awesome. Things just fell into place that people were available. From a health perspective, we had sent one young lady home because she was nauseous and had a sore throat and just wasn't overall feeling well. And with the conditions that we're in today, we needed to make sure that we were protecting the campers. That was a commitment we made to the moms and dads, and we wanted to honor that. So we sent her home. She tested the next day, and she did not have COVID. That was the only person that was ill all week. We sent everybody home 9 days ago. And we've had two people test positive for strep throat. And that's all we've gotten. Guys, we took people from... It wasn't like these were all a protected group of young people that were all together and had been isolated and quarantined from each other for the week, you know, for 2 weeks before. These were people from all over the place and came from all over the place to be a part of this. And we put them in the middle of this thing and said, Lord, we're asking for your protection. And so far... as always, he protected them exactly the way he wanted to. So it was quite a blessing. We had small group teachers that came from all over the place to be a part. We had these young people that were small group teachers, and just watching all of that happen was phenomenal. So I want to take a moment and ask them, right? These guys, they were part of our staff. I would love for you guys to come up and just take a minute and tell everybody and we're on camera, so take a minute and tell everybody where did the Lord impact you in this week? How were you impacted by this week? Use the microphones over here and come on up here because I want people to be able to see y'all.
Hi, my name's Cameron Daig. I'm Chris's son. And this is my wife, Addie, and we had the privilege of serving as activity directors this year. So we've been counselors for the past six-ish or so years. And so we stepped into a new role this year of just overseeing all of the activities that were done throughout the week. And that included cabin activities, big group activities, whatever it was, trying to really hone in on the idea of like getting these kids to be outside and have fun and realize that we can just all be together. The biggest thing that I personally saw from the standpoint of the Lord working was all the conditions that my dad just brought up. Just bringing in so many people and everything just really like working. Addie specifically, but both of us have worked the past 2 or 3 months of putting all these activities together. And when we got there and seeing the weather report, we were like, all right, let's throw everything we just did for the last 3 months out the window because we're going to have to change everything. But really, we only changed one game. And then the weather came in, and it was beautiful outside, and all the kids got to be outside and playing together. And the Lord just, He worked. And He showed us that He is working, and He showed us that He wanted this camp to happen, and that it was in His plans for it to work perfectly, and just worked exactly how He needed it to.
One of the ways that I saw the Lord really moving that week was in small group. Again, we've been counselors for so many years, and this is the first year that we've stepped back from being fully integrated in with all the campers. And so that was just a really sweet moment that we got to still be integrated with a small cabin during the small group times. And this year, I just really felt the Lord working in the lives of those young ladies that were sitting in that room, and just the intimacy of it all, of being in community with one another in Christ. And I just really saw movement there in each and every single one of those young ladies, and that was just really encouraging. So,
I'm Ben Daig. That's my dad, and that's my brother. And this is Tyrus. This is my best friend. He's been coming to camp for like 3 years with us now. And I don't even know how to define what we did for camp this year. Like, we kind of did everything. At least it seemed like it. Yeah, no, not individually, but like we were part of a lot of things. And so we got to be counselors this year. And this is a fourth year being a counselor for me, third for you. Yeah, and it was just really awesome because we've been with the same guys the entire time that we've been counselors. And we've seen a lot of growth because they used to be 7th grade boys and now they're 10th grade boys. And that's a lot of time for a lot of change. And to be honest, we weren't really excited to have them the second year that we had them. Like coming back, and we were like, oh man, this is going to be a struggle. But over the last few years, we've really gotten to know them and see them grow. And for me this year, it was really cool to see them really open up and to start to see how they are in their walk of faith. Because we were their small group Bible study teachers. And so we tried to ask a lot of questions, give them a talk, which was pretty tough. But when they did, it was really awesome. Like, one of the most memorable things at camp for me was asking, we were talking about, like, what's one God moment you've had in your life? Like, you remember God working in your life. And there was one guy in particular that he's always making jokes. He loves pranking people. He hardly ever talks about, like, the Bible when we're talking about it. But when I asked this question, he was like, oh, yeah, July 22nd, 2013. And we were like, what is that? Like, what does that mean? We thought he was about to make a joke. And he said, no, that was the date I was saved. And it's like, that was just so cool to realize that his faith was real to him, even when it doesn't always seem like it. And it was really cool to see our guys break out of their shell. And that was definitely the most rewarding part of camp this year for me.
Yeah, and so, like Ben said, we did a lot over the last 6 months. We've been working more with the ministry. And I think just all the adults that work with it, they're such faithful followers of the Lord, right? You see this, like, peace that's always with them, and it's like, pretty cool to see that as we're leading up to camp and things are changing constantly. And they're like, yeah, it's good. And so that's pretty cool to see that. But, yeah, with our campers, like, on Thursday night, we were sitting out by the waterfront. We're just kind of talking. And one of them wanted to sit in a chair because the gravel was uncomfortable. So I was like, okay, you can sit in a chair, but you have to ask questions or talk about something. And so they start, and that starts, like, all of them are just asking all these different questions about the Bible or like different things. It was really cool to see, like, this year especially was the first time that we saw them like really openly like interested in the faith, and it was just cool to see them grow that way.
And then I got one more story.
like this was like the coolest thing. It was Wednesday night. We were studying for our lesson the next day because we're procrastinators, and so we had just started studying to teach our lesson. And so we're sitting there opening the Bible, and we're looking, and one of our campers is over sitting on his bed in the corner, and he's like, he's shaking a little bit, he's crying a little bit, and all of a sudden we were like, okay, are you okay? You know, we wanted to make sure he was okay, and we asked him, are you okay? And he was like, he just looked up at us, and he's like, yeah, can I be baptized? And it was just the coolest thing because we had seen this guy and his faith was real. And we were like, yeah, come over here. Like, I was so excited. And I was asking him questions like, you're saved. You know the gospel. You know what baptism is. Like, you're about to declare to the world that you're a Christian. And he was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. And I was like, well, that's awesome. Let's baptize you. And so he had the opportunity to be baptized the next day. And, it was so awesome. That was so exciting. I think I might have been just as excited as he was when he said that. And so it was so cool to see people's faith come alive a couple weeks ago.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate that. It's awesome. So that y'all know, we don't do baptisms in here, but at camp we will baptize the kids. We spend a good amount of time talking with them, and there are some conditions that we have on baptism, which sounds pretty funny, but I'll tell you what they are so you understand what I'm talking about. First of all, they have to know the gospel. They have to understand that baptism is not part of being saved. It is a proclamation to the world that you want to be a follower of Christ. And so we spend that time in making sure they understand that. We make sure that they are saved. And then they have to call their parents, because these kids, as you can see, most of these kids do not come from this church, and we don't always know their parents well. They come from different churches. They have different traditions. And the thing that we always want to make sure that we are aware of is that we don't turn baptism into something that divides our church, right? Meaning the body of Christ. There's no reason that baptism should be a devising factor in the church. So they call their parents. Well, this young man, to get permission, I have had parents that said, no, I don't want them to do that. I don't think they're ready. Or we would like to do that in our church. It's incredibly, personal to us as a family. And we respect that. And we do not do a baptism if their parents are against it for any reason. Just so you all know on that. This young man came to me. Ben brought him over. And he was so excited to have the opportunity to get baptized. So I had him call his mom. And I could literally hear his mom scream through the phone at how excited she was. And then he hands the phone to me. You'd have to know this guy. He's Samuel is his name. And he's quiet. He's really neat. I got to look at the screen. He's really awesome to talk to, but he's very quiet. And when he hands me the phone, he goes, "My mom wants to talk to you." That's all he said. And she was just so excited. She was just beyond herself at how excited she was. And it was the fact that he had been going through some struggles, and she knew that if the Lord gets a hold of him, that it's not about just changing your life, but making that commitment to the Lord to say, I want to proclaim to the world that I am a Christian and I'm going to be a follower of Christ. And we had five kids that got baptized this year. We usually have between five and seven kids, but we don't count. It's not about the numbers. It's about the lives that are changed. And so it was an amazing time to be able to see that. My request to everybody in this room and everybody on the Facebook Live is please be in prayer. Stay in prayer for these young people. Those that got baptized, proclaimed to the world, and guess what? Satan is going to be coming after them. That's what he does. Those that didn't get baptized but are going to walk out and their faith is going to be challenged. The world is going to come after them. We kept them in a small little area totally focused on the Lord and worship and opportunity to pray together and study the Bible together, and then we sent them back out into the world. So please be in prayer for these young people. It is our future. It's the only way this country is going to get turned back around is if we turn back to God, and they are the ones that can do it. God is the one that can do it. They are in the battle, so please be in prayer for them. A couple of things I also wanted to make sure that we are pointing out is so many things to be thankful for. Let me check my notes here real quick before I... So many things to be thankful for. The partnership between Brian and Larry and Lori and myself as far as really coordinating all of the planning and continuing to be faithful. Y'all, if you've ever been in business, you do things long enough and you have different ways of doing things, it can be stressful sometimes to have relationships like that. But the relationship that we have with the Wise family and our family, and I will speak specifically to Larry and Brian for Lori and I, it's a blessing that we could never imagine. What God has done in that relationship. Are there challenges? Yeah. Are there times Larry wants to throw things at me? I'm sure. There's times I probably want to throw things at Larry as well. But it's an amazing partnership that the Lord has put upon us, and it's a wonderful relationship and friendship. And I think that Lori would agree with me on that. But there are so many people to be thankful for. I'm so thankful. What's that? Yes. I'm first and foremost so thankful for my wife, who continues to be a part of this with us. Ray and Eric, coming down from Oklahoma. They brought a big contingent of Oklahoma people. So it was all Texas. It started in Tulsa. Then it moved to Texas. And now we got a big contingent of Oklahoma City people coming down, and Duncan. So welcome to any of those folks that are on as well. It was awesome to have people coming down from Oklahoma. They just brought a fun and enthusiastic, energy to the camp. The counselors, they were awesome. The counselors are all, almost every one of them, were a former camper and a junior counselor, and they've just kind of grown up through Liberty Youth Camp with us. And it is so awesome to see them coming back in and taking charge of things. And the way they just pour into these kids. Again, back to the way God works. Elle from Tennessee, Elle led our band. Our entire band kind of fell apart, and then she brought it all back together and got it all set. Music worship is a huge part of what we do. It's very powerful in spending time in worship with these kids and really understanding what worship is all about. Our nurse, we didn't have a nurse. Again, God works as God wants to work. We didn't have a nurse up until like 4 days before camp started. We have to have a nurse. This is back to one of those things that people could get panicked about. Okay, reality is we were probably getting close to that, but we weren't there yet. And God just worked it out. And our nurse, Dawn, came down from Oklahoma to be a part, and she was fantastic. We could have had a nurse that was totally panicked about everything that had to do with COVID. And she comes in and she's like, I think we're good. Let's go. Let's have a good time. And was involved with the worship and things like that with us. So, and then Leslie and Terry, as I mentioned before, they were fantastic in helping us administratively. They always stay behind the scenes, but they were fantastic in helping us make sure that all of this stuff gets done. They are a huge part of what we do, and we couldn't do it without them, without the work that was being done, because it's a lot of work. And so, what I'd like to do now, do you want to add anything, Lori, to, you want to give what your impacts were with the things you saw? I would love for you to grab the microphone.
Hi, y'all. I'm Lori Daig, and just going to take a minute to talk about camp, which has been such an incredible blessing to our church and to our family for so many years. I just pray that I can be a window to, you know, Chris keeps talking about painting a picture. I just pray I can be a little window into all the people that aren't here this morning. You know, there are so many, and Chris has mentioned who all those are and all those counselors, 22 counselors that we've watched grow up as campers, and a lot of them, the Wises and the Day, our kids coming up as young kids and becoming a huge part of that staff. But Psalm 27:1, we had so many verses with the kids talking about do not fear. 365 times we told them in the Bible, God tells us, do not fear, do not be afraid. And part of it, he wants to encourage us to not fear and trust him. And part of it is he knows us so well because he knows that we will, right? We have to be told over and over, just like our parents saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. We need to be told so many times. So we just thought that was really cool to just talk to the kids about God telling us so many times, do not fear, do not be afraid, I'm with you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Psalm 27:1 was just one on my heart this morning. The the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? You know, and just, that's it. It's simple. It's basic. Like Chris said, it was a very precious, protected 5 days that God allowed us to put COVID and the news, and the kids turn in their phones. I don't know if we talked about that, but every year the kids turn in their phones. The first couple of years we did it, we had parents saying, is this a cult? What are you doing? Are you kidnapping our kids? But now the parents love it. The kids love it because guess what? They can unplug. They don't have all that pressure coming in from the outside world, and they just get to engage and slip and slide and getting messy and goofy and meeting friends at camp and having these very real conversations that honestly, a lot of these kids have nowhere else they can talk about all this stuff going on a biblical foundation and what God says about it. So we are just so thankful. You know, Ray and Eric, Chris mentioned up in Oklahoma, but they've been our head counselors for the last couple of years, our head guy and girl counselors. And I'm just so thankful. They send devotions to these counselors as we get ready to go to camp. They pray over them. They have just been incredible mentors to them. And just so thankful, like Chris said, for Larry and Brian and for us to have this this family, this Liberty family together. So just thankful for a faithful God and all he has done and for all Jesus has paid the price for us to be able to go and in freedom share with all these kids. So thank you.
So I want to play a video for you all, and then I got a couple more things to say, and then we'll do our communion service. But I wanted to play this video so that you guys can see the faces and put faces to the names. I won't give you names, but you can put faces to the people that you're praying for. I love this. It's the face of Liberty Youth Camp. So let me play this for you, and then we'll jump back in a second. I'm home again. So now you can put some faces and faces to the kids you're praying for. I don't know that there were any pictures of any kids frowning in that in all that we put in there. And I think there were, I don't know, thousands of pictures that were taken. And you're just not going to find the pictures of kids frowning. It was an amazing week. And I wanted to, Larry and Brian were not able to be with us, so I wanted to read a little bit of what they wrote in their comments. It says, our community entrusted us to care for these kids, and God's will was their refuge. We witnessed the families beyond thankful that we persevered in the midst of the storm to have camp for their kids. I heard from kids who didn't want to go home after camp and deal with the real world. I saw campers be baptized who have come to our youth group since they were in third grade with a very troubled family life and found their way back to our youth group and made the decision to be baptized without parents around, meaning their parents aren't in their lives. Our own family has been struck with COVID, and we were given the opportunity to serve safely after quarantine and avoid any further outbreaks. Our nephew Dalton had to make a tough decision not to attend this year due to the possibility of jeopardizing his weakened lungs, but he too managed to be a huge part of camp through the preparation and even video presentations to allow his gifts to this ministry to continue. All this to say, God knocked this one out of the park. No doubt, by far, the best camp thus far. We can only go up from here. And so that was from the Wise family. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. Take heart. I have overcome the world. And that was the message. That was what we talked about. Do not fear. God loves you and sent his son for you. Take heart. Reach out and grab that gift that he has given us. You may have peace in this world. You will have trouble in this world. It is no doubt this is the devil's world. And as a Christian, as somebody proclaiming Christ, somebody proclaiming that they want to be a follower of Christ, we will be under attack. But we can have peace. God will calm the storms in our soul. All we got to do is trust him. And that's what it's all about. And with that, I was going to talk a little bit more about the teaching. I don't have time right now because I want to move into our communion service. And but I want you to know, y'all, that the Lord worked with these kids, that the Lord taught these kids, and the teaching and the ministry of Pastor Herman Maddox and his faithful teaching for the last 45 years continues to bear fruit in these young people that continue to teach, in all of us that continue to pray, in all of us that continue to be faithful to this ministry. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you all are a part of it, and you are in every way. You are a part of what happens at this camp. So thank you to everybody for that. With that being said, we're going to move to communion. So if you will all join me, we will take communion together in recognition and remembrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who without Him, none of this is possible. And so, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to reflect back on an amazing week. Father, we just ask that you will put it in our hearts and in our souls to remember the smiling faces, but also, Father, that we will remember them in prayer, and that your will be done in their lives. We ask that you give them strength. We ask that you give us strength to continue to be willing to stand firm, to put on the full armor of God and be in the battle. Nobody wants to sit on the sidelines, Father. We want to be in the battle. And we ask that you will constantly remind us that we can have peace through your Son. He overcame the world, but we need to take heart. We need to take that gift. We need to do it through faith, and we need to be courageous. And we thank you for all that you do for us in remembrance of your Son. In Christ's name, amen. So, do we have somebody to pass out the... Okay, thank you, sir. 1 Corinthians... 1 Corinthians 11. And it's our custom that we do our communion service on a monthly basis. Other people do it on a weekly basis. Some people do it every time they meet. It's not declared in the Bible exactly when it should be done, but it's done in remembrance of our Lord and Savior. It's done in remembrance of what He did for us on the cross. And so as we get ready to take communion, we just need to be evaluating ourselves. Are we remembering Him? Are we loving as Christ loved? Are we in the battle? Are we trusting that He has it all under control? And so, as we remember what Christ did for us on the cross through this communion service, just reflect upon your own life and reflect upon your faith and reflect upon where we all need to turn to God in our faith through the power of the Spirit. So, 1 Corinthians 11, and reading verse 23. We will do this together, so we will pass the bread out together. But it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I passed on to you on the night of which he was betrayed. The Lord took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So we will pass out the elements of the communion, please. I have mine already here. So. And y'all got little packets. Peel off the top layer for the bread, and then the bottom layer will get you to the... To the wine. Everybody get it open? Hopefully you're all that are online have something readily available. It doesn't have to be a wafer. And I'll read this again. "For I received from the Lord that what I am passing on to you. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, and he said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord, we just ask for your blessing, continued blessing on this country. We ask for your continued blessing on your church, on your family. Father, we ask for your conviction of your spirit to allow us to continue to focus on you and keep our eyes on your Son. With the blessing of your Son, with the salvation through Jesus, there is nothing in this world for us. You have given us everything. Help us to remember that as the storms crash around us. Help us to remember that you have it all under control. All we need to do is trust you, and you will calm the storms in our soul. We thank you for this time together this morning. We thank you for this camp. We thank you for all those that support it. And Father, we pray for all the young people and staff that were a part of this as we continue to move forward in this world. Give us the strength to follow you. In Christ's name, amen. And in closing, I would like to have us sing a song that we sang at camp and enjoy this together.
Things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed week, and we will see you next week.